Most kids will be going back to school this Thursday, which has been pushed back. It would have been today, and that's kind of what we're used to, is usually the Tuesday after Labor Day is back to school. Things looking a little bit different this year. But, I mean, here we are, 2 days out, and people are still saying it's not too late to reexamine this and maybe push it back to October.
Well, and I get what they're saying, but, like, it is too late, you know? Like, okay, so I get what you're saying. It's like, okay, well, we haven't started yet, so we could push this back to October by 3 weeks. But, like, it's supposed to be in 2 days. Mm-hmm. I understand why they want to do it, but I suppose the thing that's most frustrating to me about this, if I sound frustrated, is that people have made plans, like especially parents. Like, my child is only going to preschool. She starts on tomorrow. It's her first day at preschool. Gradual entry. They ease them in like an hour a day. But we've planned our whole week around it, you know.
And so now to say I'm in school, you have to keep her at home
for another 3 weeks, starting now, and you've already made plans, arrangements for them to be at school, pick up, drop off, that whole thing. You can't just change it last minute.
No.
And I get that we're all sort of navigating the new world, the new normal. We're all kind of navigating it together. But come on, professional organizations. We can do better than this.
I do think we're at a point now where, okay, it's happening Thursday, whether we like it or not. So let's try it. Let's go in with a positive attitude. Let's see what happens. And, you know, if 2 weeks from now we're pulling the kids out of school because it didn't work, then we can reexamine it then. But I look to places like, I know Alberta, most of the kids went back last week. I used to live there, so I have a lot of friends there. And someone posted to their Facebook, and it was really interesting. There is a lot of anxiety around this. Are the students, what's it going to be like for them? What's it going to be like for their mental state to be in these cohorts, to have to wear the mask? Like, this is going to feel so different to them. But, you know, I think we have to remember kids are much more resilient than we are. They adapt to things much faster than adults do.
We're sitting here complaining about everything, and the kids are like, whatever.
Yeah, we're
cool.
Fine.
We're good.
But no, a mom friend of mine, she posted on Facebook, when she picked up her daughter from school, she asked her, she was a little bit hesitant and nervous for her child to go back to school, but when she picked her daughter up, she said, how was the first day of school? And she said, it was probably the best I've ever had. She said, it was so much fun. I loved it. Like, the new rules were easy to follow, and it made things interesting. And a lot of these cohorts, I know there's this fear of, you know, they're not going to be with their friends, they're not going to be around people that they're used to, but maybe it opens the doors for making new friends. Maybe it opens the doors for being more accepting of other people.
And okay, so one of the things that we've been talking about this morning is how, as a province and as a people, we need to be more positive. Mm-hmm. And that, what you're saying right there, Leslie, is totally the right attitude. That, like, yes, things are going to be different, and there's going to be some adjustments, and students are going to, but, like, you're exactly right. Now you have the opportunity to try something new and to make some new friends. And I will say this, and we definitely need to bring some light to this. We had two different teachers on last week. Mm-hmm. One had the opinion that, you know, that we might be going back a little bit too early. And the other had the opinion that, you know, our school is very set up. And they're in different scenarios. Different schools have different scenarios set up and such. But what shined through from both of them was that the teachers are doing the Lord's work here.
Yeah.
You know, they really are. And both wanted to make this the best experience possible for the students. They're taking the students' safety and all of that health into consideration. But they understand more than anyone what this, you know, that these challenges
and a lot of them feel like they weren't consulted enough from the government. And I think that is the problem here. I don't know what it was like in other provinces, how much they consulted the teachers. But what I'm getting from most teachers that I've talked to and most things I've read online is the teachers feel like they weren't heard here.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, because they see big gaps. They see holes in the plan. And,
sure.
And like you said, they know this better than anybody. They know these kids better than anybody. They know how these kids behave when they're in these situations. And it's really easy for the government to go, well, they'll stay in their cohorts. Well, they'll they'll wear their mask.
Right.
They'll social distance. Well, will they?
Well, the teachers say that they won't.
Yeah.
That it'll be like that in the classroom. And then as soon as lunch hour hits, they're going to be outside doing whatever they do, like hanging out together in circles and stuff. But what I just, like, what I loved so much about it was, despite the fact that the teachers knew that, at least from the people that we've talked to, they were putting on the best face, you know, and going in saying, like, okay, this is what it is. We're all adjusting to this together, but we're going to make it as best of an experience as we can. And it sounds like you were saying from your friends in Alberta, it was like, this was great.
Well, yeah, the reaction that I saw seemed that went really well. So here's what we need to do. Take a deep breath, whether we like it or not. We're going back to school on Thursday. Everybody relax and just enter with a bit of positivity.